It's one thing to be aware of breast cancer. It's another to do something about it. Here's to the heroes who make pink so much more than a color. Act, donate, get involved. Be more than pink. Register for the 20th annual Race for the Cure on March 11th at Dodger Stadium. Go to www.comanlacounty.org/race.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com. The Rubicon Theater Company presents the play Golf View Drive, the third and final play in the Nybrock trilogy by Arlene Hutton, which began with The Last Train to Nybrock and continued to acclaim with Sea Rock City. The trilogy follows May and Raleigh, an attractive young couple from Kentucky who meet, fall in love, marry, and face the challenges of small-town life during World War II. In Golf View Drive, we flash forward to 1953 Florida, where the arrival of turbulent events just outside May and Raleigh's door threaten their sunny, comfortable existence. Their love and devotion are put to the test when they must make unconventional decisions in a rapidly changing world, reshaping their idyllic 1950s lifestyle. Golf View Drive opens on January 25th through February 12th, Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to rubicontheater.org. Studio Channel Islands Art Center would like to welcome everyone to their 2017 events. The current exhibit is Art of the Story, which runs until January 21st. There's still time for the chair exhibit, Chairs and Conversation, that will be ongoing until March. Mark your calendars and get ready to laugh at Comedy and Cocktails on January 20th. This year's stage performance will include jazz productions by various groups and magic shows by Sean McMaster. The artist studios are open to the public every first Saturday of the month and by appointment. As many as 40 artists welcome visitors into their studios to watch them create. Studio Channel Islands is a nonprofit art and cultural destination at the heart of Old Town Camarillo. Studio Channel Islands Art Center is located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. For more information and to learn about becoming a member, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. I am Kim Pagano, and I'm so glad to be here. We've got a great show for you today, and of course, I've got some of my amazing sponsors coming in, so we're going to talk with them. Of course, we always talk with amazing guests and authors and professionals and locals. I mean, all around the world, that's what we do. We talk about the brighter side of life, and of course, I always like to start my show with a moment of inspiration. Never let a single day pass by without doing something you can be proud of. And so again, I just want to remind everyone, one, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And that is a number that I would love you to call all the way through both of my shows. We'll be here till 8 o'clock. And of course, you call in, you leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of our team members will get back with us, with you. There you go. But anyways, and we have lots of stuff that we are giving away because that is our way of giving back. I also want to remind you that we do have a podcast and you can tune in there if you missed any part of our show. And that is on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. Of course, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. All those places are more chances to win. And again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Our first guest this morning is Vicki Mullins, and we're going to be talking about her book, I Want You to Know Me. And I love that. I just lost my mom, and you know, there's so many questions sometimes like, God, wait a minute, why didn't I ask her that? So this is just an amazing book that I'm really excited to share, kind of really just leaving a legacy. And so that would be really fun. Then we're going to talk to Loretta Brewing, and her book is The Science of Positivity. And, you know, that's what my show's all about, the brighter side of life. And so there's so many things that we can do to really lift our life up. And with all the craziness that's happening in the world right now, this is a perfect way to just kind of de-stress yourself and start your day in a positive way. Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
We do have some fabulous gifts as always, Kim, and let's start off with One Woman, Sex and the City. It's a parody on love, friendship, and shoes.
There you go. It is women, shoes. It's got to be shoes. We
this
do talk about
know.
That.
Huge hit on HBO. It was such a big show.
Yeah.
And the women love it. You can catch that February 10th, Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. The original Harlem Globetrotters talk about entertainment on the basketball court. There is nobody better. Kim has tickets for that. Los Angeles Zoo, take the family there. In L.A., you will see the zoo and love it. The Rubicon Theater's presentation of Gulf View Drive. It's the third and final play in the Nybrock Trilogy. Another great hit on stage at the Rubicon. We have Flapper's Comedy Club and Restaurant. Eat, drink, and laugh, and have a great time there. We'll give away tickets so you can get some laughs in beautiful downtown Burbank. President Reagan's birthday celebration to celebrate the anniversary of his birthday on February 6th at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. One of the highlights of Southern California is right here in Ventura County. And finally, the Urbane Cafe, best known for handcrafted sandwiches and fire-baked bread, located in Thousand Oaks, also Oxnard. We have food for you from Kim.
There you go. All right. And all you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Let's give away One Woman, Sex and the City tickets. And of course, that is February 10th. And what a great place to just really go take a date and or a friend or a girlfriend or, you know, couple people. We'd love to share that with you. And of course, that is over at the Civic Arts Plaza, February 10th at 7 o'clock. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Let's bring our first guest on, Vicki Mullins. Are you there?
Good morning, Kim. Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Oh, I love the title of your program, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thank you.
Isn't that the place to be?
Isn't that the place to be? And I'm looking through your book, and I just love how you... Is this your first book?
Yes, it is.
Wow, congratulations. Congratulations. Okay. Now, let me ask you, what is your reason that you wrote this book? Because I really love to hear those kind of things, because I really always think there's a little journey behind every author, behind every book, behind every thought.
Absolutely. And, you know, when God is behind something, you know that it's going to be good, and there's a good reason for it, and that it has probably a life of its own, which is what happened with this book. The book was originally written when I had a younger friend of mine. She was just 35 years of age when she had 4 children under the age of 5 and was diagnosed with 6 brain tumors.
Oh, dear Lord, yeah.
Yes, yes. And it was to eventually take her life. But what she wanted more than anything was to make sure her children remembered her or knew her when she was gone and no longer a part of her daily life.
I love
so
that.
We looked for all kinds of books that or ways to make that happen for her, and there wasn't any, Kim. There were books like A Grandmother Remembers or A Life Well Lived, but they were all questions about memories.
Mm-hmm.
And what she wanted was a way that when her children grew up, they could say, ah, I know where I got my goofy long toe, or I know why my arms are hairy. They're not like yours, Dad.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So it was her way to connect. So we came up with about 125 questions that are not about memories. Because, you know, memories are also very subjective. When we get off the phone today, you know, or people listening out there.
Right. You'll remember one thing and I'll remember another.
Totally.
Exactly.
But which was the truth?
Right. Well, it's your thought and how you, how you perceive it and, of course, how you receive it.
Exactly. So the questions in here are all about personal preferences and characteristics that make each of us who we are so that children and grandchildren will be able to know that they are not just who they are made very special, uniquely one by God, but they come from somebody else.
So let me ask you a question, Vicki, and I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Your book is I Want You to Know Me, and of course it says Love Mom and Dad, Curious Questions and Answers You Probably Don't Know About Your Mom and Dad. So when I open it up, I'm looking through here, and is your hair thick or thin? Now, is that a question for... You know, so just so I understand this right, so would that be the mom would write that or the dad, or is this about the children, or I'm...
Okay, this is about the mom and the dad. So mom fills out all of the front questions, that's a mom section,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a section behind that that dads fill out. So let's say you have a question here, it's one about the thick or thin, or where does your hair part naturally, on the left, center, or right? So you write in there, mine parts on the right. So your children or grandchildren may be looking at this today or tomorrow or 20 years from now and go, oh, now I know why my part was over here. It came from my mom.
I love it. I love it. And you know what's so funny? I see on here, are you a list maker? I make lists of my lists, you know? And do you have that on the dads? Because I don't think they do that.
No.
Okay.
You know, that's a great question. Maybe we should add that back there for them. But you know, there are those kinds of things that make us who we are.
Yeah.
Did come from somebody.
Right. Wow. So, and I love that. Even, are you allergic? You know, there's so many things that I'm like, oh my God, you know, where did this come from? Or, yeah, I just think what a great idea.
It has been really fun. And we discovered, you know, that you don't have to be dying and you don't have to be sick to fill these things out.
Right.
Because right now you can be talking to your children and your grandchildren about who they are and who you are and why they are who they are. It that's kind of a little round numbered words there, but it is about connecting, creating those connections.
I like that. And so when did you write this? How long ago?
Oh, it was about 8 years ago, actually.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll tell you a great story about it.
Please.
I was like an auntie to these kids. And when the young man, he was the youngest, so he was about 10. So it was 5 years after his mom had passed away. He called me one day and was just... The excitement was coming through the phone, and he said to me, basically, I am so excited because today I learned how to do a back dive, and I complimented this little guy and how proud I was of him. And he said, oh, you don't get it, Miss Vicki. You don't get it. And I said, what don't I get, Michael? He said, Miss Vicki, my mom's book said she could do a back dive, too. So that was the connection.
That's very cool. Well, I have to say, you know, it's interesting. I like I said, you know, I just lost my mom unexpectedly, and I can't imagine for young children to have to go through this. And so there's so many unfinished questions or things that, you know, I just had a phone call, or I'm sorry, not a phone call, but I've had several phone calls, but a Facebook that of some lady that knew my mom like 50 years ago, and she used to do her hair, and she remembers all, you know, my aunt, my grandmother, and I'm like, oh my God, this is like a gift, you know? And so it's like, if you have any pictures, please send them, you know? I mean, that's the one amazing thing about Facebook now, is people can really reach out and, you know, kind of you can broaden, you know what I'm saying, as far as other people knowing a little bit about your history if they've known anybody.
Absolutely, absolutely. But you know that you can do these kinds of things right now, and things that you may not necessarily expect. There's a question in there that says, what is your favorite smell? And I wrote banana bread baking when I filled out my mom's side for our kids. And I handed the book to my husband, and he filled it out. And later that day, our daughter said, can I read your stuff? And, of course, I said yes. And it was so fun. I was sitting there next to her, and we came to the question about my husband's what's his favorite smell. And my daughter started reading, and I went, oh, my husband had written any fragrance on my love's neck.
That's sweet. Yeah. I mean, this is a neat thing, because sometimes we really just don't take the time to be in the moment, and we're so busy living life that we really don't, you know, kind of really know who we're dealing with all the time of our personal friends. And you know, sometimes I always say, sometimes we're nicer to our strangers than we are to our immediate family.
Isn't that the truth? And this was a gift to my daughter, because she said, I always knew Daddy loved you, Mommy, but I had no idea.
That's really great. How long have you and your husband been married?
38 years.
Nice. Congratulations. That's great.
Yes, it is. And there's just been so many people that have been blessed by this. So you asked, when and why did it happen? And I say, I knew it happened because of Shelley, but I had no idea how many people's lives it would touch. And that's been the neat part. We took this book and made an offshoot, several offshoots from him, but one that was for the military. So it's I Want You to Know Me, Love, Your American Hero. And the soldiers have filled those out before they have left on their deployment.
Wow.
And the letters I have received from families, not that the soldier didn't return, but what that meant to them.
Even after, you know, my son-in-law was a Marine, and he was out on the, you know, front line. And, you know, when you go through something traumatic in your life, sometimes you can't even remember who you are. You know what I'm saying? And so here you write this after, and if you just need to be grounded, you just need to be, you know, like, just let me feel like who I am all over again, you know, or you're suffering from PTSD. Yeah, exactly.
You got it.
Okay,
got it.
You want just something almost like soothing, that, oh, this is what my favorite, you know, it just feels like being grounded.
It is, and while they're gone, imagine moms sitting with children and reviewing questions. Hey, look at this. Did you know Dad has a dimple, you know, right on his right cheek? That's the only place he has a dimple.
I love that.
Two of them.
Vicki, we need to take a really quick break and give something away. Will you stay with me?
Oh, sure.
You got it. All right. We'll come back, and I have a few more questions. I would love to share that with you.
Okay.
You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and I'm so glad that you're here. We're going to be here all the way till 8 o'clock. We've got some amazing guests, and I'd love to share them with you, so please stay with us. I've got some LA Zoo tickets, and oh, my God, it's not that long of a drive, and it's a great little outing there. So I'd love to give a couple tickets away to that. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117 or visit mikeforloans.com, NMLS number 248433.
Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And we're talking with Vicki Mullins right now. And we're talking about I Want You to Know Me. And, of course, what a great book. I'd love you to send me all your other books. I'd love to have you back on because there's just so many things that we could talk about with all the different, you know, elements of how you wrote this. But here's my question to you, Vicki. Is, you know, what would you say to someone who said maybe their family isn't very close and they wouldn't want to share their personal information?
Well, that is a great question, Kim. And what we have discovered is that this is actually a way to open that door. If you can get people around the table, let's say, or even, you know, if somebody's across the country, and they fill these out. The thing is, these are not personal questions.
Right.
Meaning, they're very personal. If I tell you that my second toe is longer than my first toe, I mean, that's pretty personal.
Right.
But it's not stuff like, I can't tell you because I can't talk about it because it was so traumatic, my childhood, because I had an uncle that came to our home often.
Right.
You know where I'm heading with
that. I know where you're heading with that, yeah.
And so They're very personal.
Yeah, and in fact, let's just talk about that really quick. Let's just kind of go through. I've been kind of looking at, you know, some of your questions here. And, of course, on the mom, which it kind of is just so in line with my show, is your glass half empty or half full? Okay. Are you one of those people that see your life being blessed, or do you always, you know, look at all the things that are wrong? And, you know, again, I asked about the, are you a list maker? Are you impatient? Are you patient? I mean, you could tell a lot about people after they answer these, you know, questions here. And do you prefer the mountains or the beach, you know? There, I mean, you know, what makes you cry? Okay, I'm one of those, I could cry at a cartoon. You know? My kids are like, they always tease me. They were looking at like, oh my God, mom's crying, you know? That's just who I am. And my husband, oh my God, you know, it would have to be really, you know, something.
Onions.
Yeah, okay, yeah, there you go, you know. Are you messy? Are you neat? Are you a good speller? You know, I mean, great. I love the questions. And let me go back into the dads. Is your skin smooth or rough? Are your fingers and your toes long or short? You know, just are your fingernails strong or weak? Are your feet wide or narrow? Do you have a deep voice or a high voice? You know, and just really cool. I love it. I love it.
They are really questions about who we are. It's not about what we have done. It's not about what we have accomplished. It's really who we are.
Yeah.
The DNA that made us, that God made us this unique person, but that got passed on.
Mm-hmm.
And even I can say I know where my stuff came from. And that's a fun thing to do.
Yeah, and you know, I kind of even think that this is just even a really good thing to get to know yourself. So many times we don't even know ourselves. And I think it's so important. I mean, you could, you know, I mean, who would ever think about, do you use one or, you know, three pillows, you know? My husband and I'm not kidding. That is like one of our biggest things. We were like, did you take my pillow? You know, my kids are always like, seriously, you guys. I'm like, I love my own pillow, you know, and he likes, and I'm like, no, this feels softer than I usually, you know, it's like, so I don't know. Do you have a favorite pillow, or what's some of the things that you actually, you know, learned about yourself?
Oh, isn't it? Oh, that's a great, another great question.
Thank you.
I found out that I, let's see, how can I explain this? Things that I maybe didn't want to say I am. You know, there's a question in here. Are you a doer or a procrastinator?
Oh, okay.
And I am a fast doer. I have that energy that just never stops, and I do. But I have a long list of things I didn't do, too,
right,
that I've procrastinated on. And we had that discussion in our house, and it was, Vicky, are you really? Are you a doer, or are you a procrastinator?
Oh, you got questioned, because you do the things that are important to you, but you still have a lot of stuff that you put on the shelf.
Exactly.
Okay, I get it. You're kind of like my husband. Hey, you know, I'm like, what's important to me is definitely not always important to him.
Oh, you know, it is. So you find out about yourself, and you, if you do it with a spouse, you can find out about them as well. But earlier I said that I had spun off the book for the military. You know, by death or divorce, we don't always have a mom and a dad that are still able to fill out a book or together. And so we made it so that we now have a mom alone and a dad alone and a grandpa alone and a grandma alone. So if they're not a part of the life at this particular time, you can still fill the questions out without having to leave half of the book blank.
Yeah, this is kind of like a you know, when you have a baby, I have four children, and you write like the first, you know, your first walk, you got your first teeth, you know what I mean? Right. Well, this is kind of, you know, like that's like the next chapter in your life.
It is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And poor child number four.
I didn't want to go there, but you are so right. In fact, there's a great show right now, and it's called This Is Us. And oh my gosh, I tell you, you know, they have three. Well, they lost one of the twins, one of the triplets, and so they have, but they adopted a baby. So they have three, but. You know, sometimes that last couple children don't always, you know, but you know what? This would be a great problem solver right here.
It is. It really shows so much. And, you know, kids read this stuff and they laugh.
I think you did a great job. And I'm sorry for the reason that you started this, but I think it's a great, inspiration to, hopefully that left for Shelley's kids.
Yeah.
And I love what you're doing. And, you know, seriously, if you could please send me a couple of the other copies, I'd love to have you back on and share what you're doing. I think it's a great idea.
Oh, I would love to. And you know what? Why don't I send you a few extras too that you can give out?
Oh my God, my listeners would love that. That would be amazing. And we do a lot of stuff for the veterans too, so I love where you're going with it. Thank you so much for being a guest here, and please share our show with all your friends and family, and of course our podcast too.
Oh, I will. I absolutely do that, Kim. Thank you so much. It's been a joy talking to you, and this will be the part of the brighter side of my life today.
There you go. I appreciate that. All right. Well, thank you so much. We are going to take a super quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Loretta Brewing, and we're going to be, I believe that's how I pronounce her name, and we're going to talk about the science of positivity, and of course, that is stop negative thoughts. Patterns by changing your brain chemistry. So stay with us. I'd love to give something away right now. And let's see, what do I have? Of course, Urbane Cafe is always a great one. I've got a gift certificate for that. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit mikeforloans.com, NMLS number 248433.
The Rubicon Theater Company presents the play Golf View Drive, the third and final play in the Nybrock Trilogy by Arlene Hutton, which began with The Last Train to Nybrock and continued to acclaim with Sea Rock City. The trilogy follows May and Raleigh, an attractive young couple from Kentucky, who meet, fall in love, marry, and face the challenges of small-town life during World War II. In Golf View Drive, we flash forward to 1953 Florida, where the arrival of turbulent events just outside May and Raleigh's door threaten their sunny, comfortable existence. Their love and devotion are put to the test when they must make unconventional decisions in a rapidly changing world, reshaping their idyllic 1950s lifestyle. Golf View Drive opens on January 25th through February 12th, Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here. I'm really excited to talk about our next hour and, of course, our next show. I've got some amazing guests on, and Michael Blazer just walked in to the studio, and we're going to be talking with him. He is with Primary Residential Mortgage, and we're going to find out how mortgage is doing. And, of course, welcome, Michael, and how are you?
Thank you. I'm well. Thank you for having me on the show.
Of course. I'm excited to see kind of where our market is. And, you know, anybody that's looking for, you know, to buy a home, to refinance a home, we're going to talk all about that. And then, of course, I've got Kathy Costas coming on. And, of course, she is from FMB Wealth Management. And we're going to be talking about financial planning. Actually, this could be a really good conversation between all of us because it is all about that it kind of goes hand in hand. So I'm excited to share about that.
And your mortgage is typically the largest debt you have.
So. There you go. So good. All right. Right now, I'm excited for our next guest, and we have Loretta Brewing coming on. And, of course, she's going to join us about the science of positivity. And, of course, it's about stopping those negative thoughts and patterns by changing your brain chemistry. I'm excited to talk to her because I hope that that's something I have to tell you. You know, not that I, you know, our last guest, I was always one of those half full all the time, but there is times that I start doing that little pity party and I just go, oh no, you are not camping out here, you know. And so I'm excited to see if other people can really change that thought pattern. So Loretta, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Well, first, I just want to mention that I totally agree with what you said about not camping out here, because camping out is a great way of, like, how do we become aware of our neural pathways? So that's what I'm focused on. So most of the time we just go with whatever neural pathways we have and we don't notice. But we do have power to redirect our electricity into different neural pathways.
Oh, I love how you said that. I love that. Okay. And now this is a book, correct? Do you have a book?
Oh, yes. So this book is called The Science of Positivity, Stop Negative Thought Patterns by Changing Your Brain.
Okay, good. I just must have not got it yet. So that's why I want to make sure it was a book. And now, is this your first book?
No, this is my second book. Okay. The first book was called Habits of a Happy Brain.
Ooh.
Retrain Your Brain to Boost Your Dopamine, Serotonin, Oxytocin, and Endorphin Levels.
I love that. Okay, you need to send me both your books. We'll have to have you back already. So, but now, why does our brain go so easily to that negative side? Life happens. Let me even retract a little bit. I wake up every day, you know, and I am so grateful that I wake up starting my day in a positive way, but it takes me a lot to not get hijacked. Okay. And, you know, so if, you know, maybe somebody in my family isn't so happy and I'm like, hi, and they're like, ugh, what's so, you know, I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, think of all the things that you have to be grateful. Or
yes.
If my kid's like, mom, God, it's early, really?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. No, you're exactly describing the process. So the first thing is, we get wired to go negative because our brain is designed to protect us from harm. That's your brain's highest job. So you can imagine in the state of nature when people were just trying to survive and getting food was important, but if you got food by doing something dangerous, then you'd be gone. So avoiding danger was always the first priority. And so anything that causes you a bad feeling, it builds a pathway in your brain that is constantly there telling you to avoid that bad thing again. And that's why we don't have to touch fire twice, because our brain is so good at warning us about anything that hurt you before. But then the next step is we're always looking for ways to feel good as well, because that's how our brain is designed to meet our survival needs, by doing things that feel good, because in the state of nature, things that feel good are good for survival. So we have social needs, and when the people around us are going negative, it's so easy to go with them because that meets our social needs.
That makes so much sense because I'm one of those, you know, everybody's like, they start, you know, maybe complaining or, you know, bagging on other people. And I'm like, oh, no, you guys,
yeah.
I can't go here. You know, let's just,
yeah.
you know, either. But, you know, it's a really hard shift when you have. So I try to really surround myself with people that I love and admire and that, you know, if they're having a problem, because life happens to all of us, you know, how do we pick ourselves up? My dad's always taught me to pick myself up, not, you know, dust myself off and keep going on.
Yeah, well, that's a fabulous example that the way you learned it from your father. So we are all born with billions of neurons, but no connections between them. So each of us got wired from our early experience. If you were exposed to a positive person when you were young, if you were exposed to a negative person when you were young, whatever you were exposed to, that's how you got wired. Now, we all have the power to rewire ourselves, but it's very hard. And that's amazing because when we were young, we just wired ourselves so easily that we didn't notice. So my book explains all of this in very simple terms, and it also explains each of those brain chemicals that I mentioned and how they're involved in motivating us and why, like, people do negative things because they expect it's going to feel good because at some time in your past, with those old pathways, that led to something good. But today it doesn't work for you, so you can rewire yourself.
Very interesting. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Loretta Brewing. We're talking about her book, The Science of Positivity. And let me ask you a question. So what did you do before you were an author?
So I was a college professor for 25 years, and I was always interested in psychology.
Mm.
And I was, over the years, sort of disappointed and frustrated with what psychology was telling me because it's very much into this, like, you're a victim of your circumstances and you should be angry at the system. And I thought, this is not good for me. This is not doing me any good. So what else can I find as a source of insight? And I started studying animal brains and, more important, the social behavior of animals. And it's mind-boggling because animals, excuse me for saying, they're really not nice to each other, like, a lot of the time. And it's fascinating to see, like, the social dynamics and the sort of petty social conflicts that drive us all nuts. Animals have the same thing, and they're caused by chemicals that actually make us feel good. This is why we do these sort of
When you're talking about that, and that's really interesting, I think of, you know, I started a women's support group, and when I started it, I had a very clear vision of what I wanted to be, and I had a very clear boundary. I did not want it to be, man bashing. I didn't want it to be, I wanted it to be a source and a support for power, for empowerment and to be purpose, to find your purpose in life and to have a support between all of us. And so that's how, what it's remained. And, you know, it's interesting when I remember back in high school, I was in student government and cheerleading and all those things. And so many people are like very cutthroat, you know, it's like, oh, well, you know, of course she did it that way or, you know, and I was like, oh, my God, I wanted people to lift each other up. I think that's important. And so really that's where my show comes from of how do we support and lift each other up and make each other feel amazing to do better.
That's fabulous. That's fabulous. And if it what I talk about in the book is, and this is the science of positivity, it's I call it crisis goggles. So if you have crisis goggles on because of your past learning, then you're going to see everything looks like being on the verge of a crisis. And you're going to find the evidence, and you're going to be very skillful at making your case of why should we feel good when all this bad stuff is happening. And what I explain is you could just build different kind of goggles to see positivity, which
okay,
is exactly
so
what you said.
Okay, so what I call them is rose-colored glasses. Okay, so you to put your rose-colored glasses on, you see, You know, really, I mean, you can see that everybody has, you know, some faults, okay? But if you look at all the gratitude and all the better things of each person, that's where I came up with the brighter side, you know?
Right. Now, when you say rose-colored glasses, so I don't call it that because, you know, that has a bad image. So what I explain, it's not really, if you say, well, rose-colored glasses is biased, but when you understand that you're already biased because your brain is designed to prioritize threats, okay? Mm-hmm. And we have like the old mammal part of our brain that controls our emotions that's always scanning for threats. But then we have the human part of our brain, and we like to have great ideals about that. But in fact, the human part of your brain is very good at processing information. So you could just keep it busy looking for more threats. And that's what people do. They just look and look and look for evidence of harm and bad and evil, and then they pass over the good.
Right. So, but also, you know, if that's what you're putting out to the universe, then therefore that's what you're bringing home to you too, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So you have to really be careful what you wish for, what you think about, you know, and of course that kind of leads back into that, you know, stop that negative thought pattern, right?
Yes, and also that people don't need to be bashing themselves about being negative, or it's not like to criticize anybody, but to understand that this is a really natural thing, that we can't process all the information around us, so we have to filter it, and we learn to filter it however we learned in the past, but we can always build a new filter.
I love it. I love it. Loretta, will you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break and give some stuff away. And
sure.
I'd love to continue talking with you. Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break. And, of course, I'd love to give some tickets away. And we've got Rubicon tickets. And, of course, they've got Golf View Drive, one of the third and final plays of the Nybrock trilogy. And, oh, my God, they're so good. So I'd love to share a pair of tickets right now. Call in at 805-419-0084-19-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
It's a beautiful morning.
Studio Channel Islands Art Center would like to welcome everyone to their 2017 events. The current exhibit is Art of the Story, which runs until January 21st. There's still time for the chair exhibit, Chairs and Conversation, that will be ongoing until March. Mark your calendars and get ready to laugh at Comedy and Cocktails on January 20th. This year's stage performance will include jazz productions by various groups and magic shows by Sean McMaster. The artist studios are open to the public every first Saturday of the month and by appointment. As many as 40 artists welcome visitors into their studios to watch them create. Studio Channel Islands is a nonprofit art and cultural destination at the heart of Old Town Camarillo. Studio Channel Islands Art Center is located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. For more information and to learn about becoming a member, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information. The Rubicon Theater Company presents the play Golf View Drive, the third and final play in the Nybrock Trilogy by Arlene Hutton, which began with The Last Train to Nybrock and continued to acclaim with Sea Rock City. The trilogy follows May and Raleigh, an attractive young couple from Kentucky who meet, fall in love, marry, and face the challenges of small-town life during World War II. In Golf View Drive, we flash forward to 1953 Florida, where the arrival of turbulent events just outside May and Raleigh's door threaten their son. sunny, comfortable existence. Their love and devotion are put to the test when they must make unconventional decisions in a rapidly changing world, reshaping their idyllic 1950s lifestyle. Gulfview Drive opens on January 25th through February 12th, Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you to stay with us all the way till 8 o'clock. I've got some amazing guests that are going to be joining us, and you'll want to hear what they have to say. So it's going to help you in your everyday world. I love to give something away. And of course, we've got Flapper Comedy Club tickets. And of course, you can eat, drink, and laugh your way to a good time. And that is located in Burbank. So I'd love to share those with you. Give us a call right now at 805-419-0008. We're talking right now with Loretta Brewing, and we're talking about the science of positivity. And thank you so much for staying with us, Loretta. So why are we so influenced by the negativity of others despite our best intentions?
Well, if you look in the state of nature, you see that mammals need a group to survive. Being away from the group is like the immediate threat of ending up in the jaws of a lion. So that's sort of how we feel. If other people around you are going negative and you don't go along, then you feel like, well, I'm going to be left to the wolves.
Wow.
Now, in the state of nature, if your group mates smell a lion and they start to run and you say, oh, I'm not going to go along with that. I'm not going to run until I smell the lion for myself, then you're going to die. So natural selection built a brain that says, when others are in a negative state, I'm going to trust their alarm calls. So you can see how it is a natural thing. But because the human brain is so big, we could see like infinite reasons for alarm calls.
Mm.
And another thing is like we humans are aware of our own mortality. So as soon as we relieve one problem, we focus on the next problem because we know there's always going to be something there that's going to get us. And it's very hard to undo that, and that's why we spoke about the alternative goggles to adjust.
Yeah. Okay. And you know, it's interesting. So what's your thought about the rose color? Is it too, like, pretentious of being happy? You said it's got a negative.
Oh, I'm totally in favor of it. It's really just that I wouldn't call it rose color just because I think, you know, you get a bad reaction from people. So what I call it, I say pair your negativity with personal agency and realistic expectations. So P-A-R-E. So personal agency is I have the power to choose my own steps. And if I had an agent, like if I was a big star and I had an agent that could part the seas for me, we all know that that doesn't make people happy. In fact, they just get frustrated with what they have anyway. So instead, I could just be happy that I'm my own agent and I have the power to choose my own steps and enjoy the steps.
Mm,
so that's
okay. Kind of an
agent.
Affirmation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then realistic expectations. So that's the idea that, you know, we're often taught to dream big, and you could drive yourself nuts with that. So if you think, I can't be happy until I sing in Carnegie Hall, then, in fact, is that person who does sing in Carnegie Hall happy forever? No.
No,
so that's
and
our
you know
brain
what?
Works.
I'm actually glad you brought that up. I know we're at the very end of our show, but a lot of people don't take time to enjoy their goal that they've reached. They're already
yeah.
on to the next one,
yeah.
and so I just think that's so hard. I'd love to talk to you further, Loretta. I think that's such a great topic. How can my listeners find out more about you and your book?
Great. Well, the book is available in all the usual places, but my website has everything. Inner Mammal Institute. So all of my work is there. A lot of free resources as well. InnerMammalInstitute.org. And Loretta Bruning, B-R-E-U-N-I-N-G, if you're looking on Amazon.
Okay, great. And you know what? I'm not sure if my books are on the way or whatever, but please send me both your books, and I'd love to have you back on.
Oh, great. Thanks.
All right. Please share our show and our podcast with all your friends and family. I would love that.
Yeah, definitely will.
Okay.
Yeah. And I know they sent you a book, but I'll get on them right away.
You got it. No problem. No problem. All right. You have a great rest of your day, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
You got it. All right. Well, we are at the end of our first hour. And of course, we have a whole nother hour. And Michael Blazer is going to be talking about primary residential mortgage. We've got some amazing skill. And of course, he's got lots of, great thoughts and obviously experience that matters and that is going to really be able to help us. And then, of course, we've got Kathy Costas from FMB Wealth Management, and we're going to be talking about some financial planning. So, again, please stay with us all the way until our next hour. And I always end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. The person who moves a mountain begins by carrying away small stones. So don't give up. It's right around the corner. Take today and make it a new slate to start something new in your life. With that, you've been listening to the first hour of the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.